Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Dr. Worm.
But it's very growly.
Hello, Patrick, Jim, interns, and members of the Suburbs Pod community. This is Eric Lorenz with the second in my occasional series of contributions to Monthly New Music, this time for
Rocktober
2024. If I had known my first contribution would have elicited such a positive response from none other than David Lynch, I'm certain I would have contributed sooner.
For Rocktober
2024, I have two new music recommendations. The first is the new album, Limits of Language, by Field Music. Field Music is one of my favorite bands that I haven't mentioned yet on this podcast. Field Music is led by the brothers Peter and David Brewis, who formed the band in 2004. They hail from Sunderland in northern England near Newcastle. I would describe their sound as a combination of prog and arty chamber pop, with 70s and 80s pop influences. Field Music have released 10 albums, including a soundtrack for the re-release of a 1929 silent film and a concept album about the aftermath of World War I. Their latest album, Limits of Language, also has a unifying concept, but it's a musical concept featuring analog synthesizers as the primary instrument on all the songs. That being said, the band still creates a wide range of moods and touches on several genres while still working within this concept. So I would recommend listening to the entire album. The song I recommend is the closer, Between the Bridges, an upbeat song with interludes that remind me of Steely Dan. This song has about a 40-second instrumental intro, so I would suggest starting about 30 seconds in to get a feeling for the entire song. Second recommendation is the fourth album by Porridge Radio. Clouds in the Sky, They Will Always Be There for Me. Jason Goble previously selected Porridge Radio's 2022 album as his album of the year, and I enjoyed that one as well. The music on the new album remains angsty, as Jason mentioned, but I think the songs also display more vulnerability and less aggression than Porridge Radio's prior albums. This current album has been described as a breakup album, so maybe that's why. I recommend listening to the entire album, but the song I recommend is A Hole in the Ground. The second half of this song is a little more dynamic and aggressive than the first half, so again I suggest starting 30 to 40 seconds in to get a feeling for the whole song. That's all I've got for now. I look forward to hearing everyone else's picks and to rocking the suburbs every day.
Sky above, sky below. 5 years more of directional love. Think of me, is that enough? Hungry for.
Greetings, Jim and Patrick, and the Rocking the Suburbs community. This is Kevin Porter calling from just outside of Baltimore with my picks for best new music of October. If I had to pick my album of the year right now, it would have to be Waxahachie's Tiger Blood. In October, she released a single called Much Ado About Nothing, with an all-star band consisting of MJ Letterman, who I've talked about before, and Phil and Brad Cook from the much-missed band Megaphone. It's a great song that would have fit right in on Tiger Blood had she chosen to include it. Another welcome and recent announcement is the return of the band TV on the Radio. No new album, but the band is playing their first show since 2019 in New York, Los Angeles, and London. Hopefully we'll get some new music from them in the near future. In the meantime, the band's lead singer, Tunde Adebimbe, has a solo album coming out and released a single called Magnetic. And it's very TV on the Radio-esque, and we'll have to tie this over for now. In case you're wondering, Tunde is spelled T-U-N-D-E. Last name is A-D-E-B-I-M-P-E. That'll do it for me. Look forward to hearing the picks of other community members, and I wish everyone a great month of November.
I was thinking about my time in space. I was thinking about the human race. In the age of tenderness and rage, had me kicking through the end of days. From inside I heard a message cry, shining lightning in the sky. Get your head right and hold it high. Say, look around now, baby, you know you got the touch because you're. I was thinking about the human race. In the age of tenderness and rage, had me flipping for an extra page. From inside I heard a message cry, shining like mirrors in the sky. Get it together, kid, it's time to fly. Say, look around now, you know you got the touch, it's yours.
Hey, rockin' the suburbs party people. This is Kurt Gallagher calling in from the suburbs of New York City. I just wanted to highlight a new album that came out in
October.
It's by our old friends, They Might Be Giants. They put out a live album called Beast of Horns. It says that they've been traveling and touring with an extended horn section in the last couple tours, and this album is to highlight the horns. So I've been a fan of They Might Be Giants from the very beginning. I saw them once when they had a boom box on a bar stool with just the two main guys from They Might Be Giants. But it's been fun to watch them grow over the years. But, you know, with their output, sometimes it's hard to keep up. And sometimes I forget how great they can be. But this album is a really good reminder. You can download it for less than $10 on their website. And there's a 4-song sampler that you can listen to for free on the streaming services. And I would love it if you played one of my all-time favorite They Might Be Giants songs called Dr. Worm. Okay, looking forward to everybody else's picks for October, and I will talk to you soon.
Here we go. This song is called Dr. Worm.
Jim Patrick, the Suburbs community, and of course, not forgetting Shadow, Patrick's one true friend. It's Roger Grace from Montrose in Scotland with my
Rocktober
new music picks. Two from me and an honourable mention this month. The first came out at the very, very end of September, but I only stumbled onto it a couple of weeks ago, so we're going to call it an October pick. It's from the Lancaster-based band Massive Wagons, who I've not been previously aware of, but they've been around since 2009, and they've got a 7th studio album coming out very shortly called Earth to Grace. They've released a few tracks from that in anticipation, and the song I'd like you to play is called Sleep Forever. It's the lead single. It's a heavier track, but you'll find a lot of their other music is a lot more melodic, so don't base anything on just this one track, but they're well worth a listen and they're quite a good group. Second is from a new group. They are from Newcastle upon Tyne and they're called Manners. They describe themselves as a metalcore band. They've just released a 5-track EP called Capitalize. They've released the other four tracks previously across the rest of the year, and the song I'd like you to play is actually Capitalize from Lee Thing. It's got a female lead vocalist, but there's also one of the other guys. It does bits of vocals, but it's very growly music as well. And I think the community will enjoy it. Finally, my honourable mention is from my favourite band from Wigan, the Lathams. They've just released a new single called Stellar Cast. I know I mentioned them a couple of months ago, but I do like them so much. They've got an album that's coming out called Matter Does Not Define. And bizarrely, they're advertising it now, but it was not released until 7th of March next year, 4 months away. I don't know what it's like on other streamer platforms, but on Spotify, they've got a countdown clock like Christmas, and it keeps revolving down, so many days left before this album's released. The first two tracks were fantastic, so I can't wait for them, and I do really like the Lathams. That's all for me for this month, so as always, so long, farewell, and goodbye.
Painted gear and I can't see past this Jamaican ale. It's making me wobbly, it's almost sent me to my knees. Well, I need to learn more from this mystic I see before me. I left with more questions, she's like nothing I've ever seen. You're the goddess. You're
If I had known my first contribution would have elicited such a positive response from none other than David Lynch, I'm certain I would have contributed sooner.